hang on a sec. Hang on a sec. Yeah, he's been up all night. He's been to the party places in Melbourne. He bounced into track work. And now he hears right here on the Sky is Tony McAvoy. Well done, Tone.
Thank you, Andrew.
You used to do that. Not these days, mate.
No, not these days, Andrew. Not these days. The 4 hours sleep was very nice, but not enough, of course.
Tone, big result last night.
Yeah, thanks, Ronnie. Yeah, really good. He's a very brave horse. He's a good horse, and I was a little bit in the wilderness with him. I didn't quite know where we should turn after what he did to us in the Maccabi Diva, and we decided to freshen and go back to sprinting, and I think that's probably what he is, Ron. He's a Group 1 winner at a mile, but it was in his protected three-year-old days, Group Barrier 1, box seat run. Tempo was good and he relaxed, but he doesn't quite have tactical speed at that trip, so we came back to the 1200.
So, Tony, just on that, you made the decision off the previous run. You sent him back home. You put him in a paddock at Angaston, and you just freshen up. Was it as simple as that with him?
Yeah, it was, Andrew, because he'd had when you train him up for a race like the Maccabi Diva, you have them as screwed down as you can. And I thought I'd train him really well for the Maccabi Diva, and I was very disappointed in his race day manner that day. So we just took him home, and I knew his fitness was there. So we just got to work on his head and out in a beautiful grass paddock and having a lead off the pony and a swim and a walk and basically no fast work. And he really freshened up beautifully.
Was it always the plan to press the button from that wide draw and go forward?
Ron, we thought we'd be in the first four. But then Luke had to make a decision. When Vega Magic missed the start or was slow to begin, it sort of changed. It sort of forced Luke to make a call, and he had enough faith in his horse to press on because he knew he had that residual fitness under him.
Can you cause another upset today with this three-year-old? He seems to be the only sort of X-factor horse in this race.
Well, I enjoyed the one last night. I'd like to do it again. Yes. Look, probably not, Ronnie. I mean, I've got the same amount of respect for that mare as everybody has, and she'd have to have a very, very, very bad day for that to change. But look, I'm very excited to have my colt there. He was lovely and bright this morning. He just stretched his legs this morning, and these three-year-olds, it's a different pressure race, and I don't know how my boy's going to handle the pressure because it starts early, as you know, in this race. But look, I'm very pleased to have him there, and I think he'll love 2,000 metres, and we'll learn a lot about our colt today.
Does he relax, this horse? Is he still work in progress, or is he pretty mentally right?
No, I think he's still getting there, Ron. He's always stepped a little bit slow from the gate, although last start he began a bit better. He hits a flat spot when they quicken, but that can be a little bit tempo related too. A couple of the races he's been in have been run like that. But look, he is still learning, and that makes me nervous coming into a Cox Plate where your race day manner has got to be impeccable. So, but you know, they're learning all the time, and when the penny drops, it can drop very quickly, as we've seen with So You Think, and as I've seen with Fields of Omar. He couldn't work it out, and then he won eight straight. And so that can happen, and I think my horse is getting there.
If he happened to come, you know, run first three or four or five even today, would you consider running him in the Derby?
That's the race I'd like to run him in, Ron. I think that's his race. I mean, his page backs it up. Every race he's run in, his last 100 metres has been the best of his race. I think he's as good as the three-year-olds that are out there, and when you're in that protected three-year-old bracket, I think you've got to take advantage of it. And I would love to run into the Derby.
Okay. The two-year-old in the first, this Feroz, won a trial. What do you make of her?
Yeah, she's a nice filly. I'm very comfortable that she's in the race. She goes very well, Ron. My two-year-olds have been really good for me this year, and the benchmark is strong that I've got. And she's held her own very well. So I expect her, she's very professional, I expect her to do everything correctly, and she'll they'll know she's in the race, I can assure you.
Race 4, Ramuz, was her best run was here first up. Can she find that form?
I hope so, Ron. Signs are good. Her second up run at Flemington was terrible. I took her to Caulfield. She was very ordinary again. I think she was just feeling the firm ground, not only in the races, but in training as well, Ron. So I've decided to change her training, and she seems happier. I've taken quite a bit of pressure off her, because, you know, I was still considering going to a Caulfield Guineas with her, and we were training her on quite strong. So I've elected to go the other way, and she seems happier with that. So I'm hopeful she can run better. It's a very sticky gate there today. It's going to be very awkward for her. She's going to have to be patient and reliant on the tempo.
Mintha, race 7. She was 1,200 to a mile last time. Now that she's had a run at this distance, she could shape up.
Yeah, look, it was a very confusing race for me, that, Ron. She was a bit flat and a bit dour, and I just wonder whether that run chasing Hootson just might have taken the edge off her, and I trained her up a little bit to go to the mile third up. So, but it was a funny run race also, that 1,000 guineas. They went very steady, and they went home very fast. So, look, I've tinkered around with her training as well. She seems really bright and well. She went to the beach yesterday, and she's right on top of her game again. So I'd expect her, I think she'll really appreciate the drop down a peg, and I expect her to run very well.
I found this an interesting horse, Kowler. On no guy that he's Aussie debut.
No, he's not that fond of Australians. What happened to him at Caulfield, I think he was going to run a solid race too, Ron. I think he was going to hold his spot there, and then he got it all taken away from him. So, yeah, look, I'm learning about him. I've decided just to keep him fresh after that ordeal. I didn't feel that it was the right thing to do to put him under more pressure. So we've come back to the mile, down a bit in grade, of course. And I had a look at Moonee Valley the other day, and he seemed really good there, just having a bit of a cruise around. So he's a good galloper. He's got form around Folkswood, the horse that's running in the Cox Plate. He's beaten him before, so... he's a good horse. I know he's a good horse, and so I'm just looking forward to him finding some form in Australia.
Okay, what can we say? Well done, and good luck.
Well, thank you very much, Ron.
The only question I've got to ask, we've got all sorts of markets open on Winks and everything like that, but a new market has been placed up overnight, Tony, on what colour suit Tony McAvoy is going to wear today after wearing what was it, the hot mustard last night?
Well, it'll be fine when that comes back in, Andrew. I just overrushed a little bit. I thought it was back in, but it's very big in Streaky Bay, but it just hasn't got to the rest of the place yet.
It's very lucky, though, now. It's your lucky suit. You're putting in cotton wool.
I've been told this morning, I don't do Twitter, but I've been told that the Twitter field went mad. So what I might do is I might back it up and just wear it again today.
Well, I was going to say, I'm surprised you didn't send it to an overnight dry cleaners.
Thank you, fellas.
Thanks, mate. Good luck. Tony McAvoy there. He's got Royal Symphony lining up after winning the Group 1 Manicato last night.